Auburn's First Presbyterian Church is in a dispute with city officials who say the church is operating a commercial business in a residentially zoned property. The problem started last July when the city cited First Presbyterian and told the church not to hold its annual summer glee camp at the church's Case Mansion. The camp charges $100 per child to help cover the costs of the program and materials. Syracuse lawyer Andrew Layup, who is representing First Presbyterian, says he isn't sure why Auburn is raising the issue now. He says the church has never used the program to make a profit, and the property in question has served the community for decades.
The city has lauded the church's endeavors in the past as an example of good citizenship and the support for the community. So we're quite curious as to why the city has chosen this time and this place to raise these allegations, which we believe they've been sanctioning for many, many years before this.
The Liberty Institute and National Religious Freedom Group is also helping represent the church. Leah says the First Amendment and Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act protects churches from zoning discrimination. The city has until January 23rd to respond to the brief. The city says it can't comment on the case because of the ongoing litigation.